Welcome to another edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. He's our special guest, Michael Eisen, as the Giants get ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys for the first game of the regular season, Sunday Night Football National TV. First, a look at the injury report. Out for this game for the Giants, David Bosson, Adrian Robinson, Jason Pierre-Paul, Demontre Moore, and Henry Hanoski are all being listed as questionable. And finally, Victor Cruz and Jayron Hosley, they are probable for this game. And Mike, good news on the Cruz and Hosley front. And based on what JPP has done in practice, it seems like a more positive questionable than a negative questionable.
You would think so. I think, to me, the big question is how does he do on the flight? It's a long flight. He hasn't been on a plane since he flew home from California after the surgery. You never know how back's going to react after a long flight like that. My sense is if he gets in gets to Dallas, he feels fine. He's going to play.
Well, Mike, let's get right to a big rivalry game. Justin Tuck loves playing the Dallas Cowboys, and he's excited to get this season going.
I'm excited, man. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. Preseason has its place, but it's just something different. You know, this is kind of like the game where you go from the regular season to the postseason because it means more, and especially when you're playing in your division, opening up on the road against a division foe like Dallas. I'm super excited. I think our practice was faster. I think our practice was more upbeat just because people feel that, you know, we only got a couple more days until we really kick it off.
And Mike, Tony Romo, a very familiar foe. We know about Jason Witten. He set all sorts of tight end records against the Giants last year when he had 18 catches for way over 100 yards in that game. Miles Austin's a good player. The Cowboys, very explosive offense.
They sure do. Romo is really throwing the ball well. Last year he had almost 5,000 yards. Of course, he did throw 648 passes. part of that is their running game hasn't been that good. They're trying to get more balance this year. But he has Dez Bryant now, who has really stepped. He's probably one of the top 10 receivers in the league. And Dez Bryant vows to have a big year. He also vowed that he's going to beat the Giants, so it's going to be interesting to see how he plays Sunday night.
And Miles Austin, first time in a long time, not battling a hamstring injury. He appears to be healthy. Young guy in Terrence Williams, so a lot of weapons for the Dallas Cowboys. And you mentioned Dez Bryant, Mike. The one guy, or at least one of the couple guys, that's going to have to deal with Dez Bryant is Prince Amukamara. And Giants defensive coordinator Perry Fuel thinks it could be a breakout year for the Giants' third-year corner.
We really believe that he has benefited from going through an OTA and being healthy during the OTAs and going through an off season and going through training camp, taking a lot of reps and not missing any practices. And we've seen him get improved more and more every day. We've seen his confidence get better and better every day. We think that, in the preseason games, he's responded extremely well. So we just look for him to keep growing and growing and developing to the player that he can be.
And Mike, arguably Prince has been the strongest player in training camp and in the summer this year. He'll be responsible for Dez Bryant, but this is not a one-man job. One man does not cover a player like Dez Bryant.
No, it's going to be got to be done by committee. I'm sure the safeties are going to help out. You know, Corey Webster, the much maligned Corey Webster, in my opinion, he's still a good cornerback. He obviously did not have his best season last year. He'll be there to help. We got Aaron Ross. A lot of people will be looking at Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant will not be alone on the field, hopefully, at all Sunday night.
And, of course, the best way to short-circuit a team like the Cowboys' weapons is to get to the quarterback. And while it might be a little bit easier this week because the Cowboys' offensive line a little bit banged up, Ronald Leary, a second-year player who was on the practice squad last year, just came back to practice on Wednesday. He's going to start at left guard. Doug Free back out at right tackle. They're starting a center rookie, Travis Frederick, their first-round pick. So, again, last year, second-worst running team in the league. It looks like that Giants' defensive line, especially on the interior, could have some opportunities to make some plays.
You would think that the Giants should have an advantage there, but, you know, Romo is so dangerous. Sometimes you flush Romo out of the pocket, and it's really the last thing you want to do because he's so good at making decisions and throwing on the run. So Romo, you almost want to keep him bottled in. It'll be interesting to see how the untested Cowboys line handles the Giants' new defensive line because, you know, all those new defensive linemen the Giants have want to make their mark early.
The Cowboys, not many 100-yard rushing games last year, but one was against the Giants. With DeMarco Murray was healthy, he will be ready to go on Sunday night. Of course, the Giants' offensive line will be trying to get the Giants' running game going. And perhaps the guy with the biggest test is Will Beatty. He has to block DeMarcus Ware.
If you want to be the best, you have to play the best. So him being in the league so long, him setting that end and knowing that as in we play them twice every season. It's not like, okay, 4 years ago around, you're going to play him in the game. It's every year you're going back at it.
And Mike, we know about the Cowboys. Rob Ryan no longer the defensive coordinator. Monty Kiffin in. They go from the 3-4 to the 4-3. But bottom line, DeMarcus Ware's coming after the quarterback, and Will Beatty's got to block him.
You got to know where DeMarcus Ware is at all times. As Eli Manning said, he's probably sacked me more than any other player. And, we discussed that the defenders will get help with Dez Bryant. Will Beatty's going to get help at some point on DeMarcus Ware. You can't leave Will Beatty out there all alone all night on a great player like DeMarcus Ware.
And one of the guys that's going to have to help him is David Wilson. And Kevin Gilbride spoke earlier in the week. He's been very impressed with the dedication David Wilson has shown to improving his pass protection.
I think he has really made a determined effort to be an effective blocker. I mean, he's never going to be 6'2", 240 pounds. He's not that kind of kid. But he has showed a willingness to go after people and be aggressive. He's done a tremendous job with what we call chipping, you know, where he's looking to help. He sees a lineman that's maybe got a defender on the edge, and he's come up and he's stroked him pretty good before he's released into the passing game. Of all the things he's done, this preseason, he's showed a realization of how important that aspect of the game is for us.
And Mike, David Wilson was supposed to be 1A and Andre Brown 1B. Well, you know the old expression, things happen. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, David Wilson looks like he's going to get a lot more work with maybe a little bit of a chip in from Michael Cox and Darrell Scott.
Yeah, I think Darrell Scott is going to play a big role in this game. You just don't want to give David Wilson 30 carries in his first game as a full-time starter. Darrell Scott's been here. He knows the offense. He's shown flashes, and now it's really time for him to step up. David Wilson will be the guy, but I still think Darrell Scott's going to have a role in this game.
Mike, finally, your key to the game for the Giants to be victorious for the fifth straight time down at now AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, I think, to me, it's how this offensive line's going to play without David Deal and David Boss. That's a lot of experience you're missing. Justin Pugh and James Brewer have basically never played in the NFL before. To go down there in a hostile environment, it's going to be very loud, silent count. Can they handle the pressure of the Cowboys linemen? Can they handle the pressure of the crowd and the noise? I think, as always, the key is going to be, can you generate the running game, get the balance that Coach Coughlin looks for?
Well, those four wins by the Giants by a combined total of less than 20 points. Yep. Most of those games in the high 20s or 30s. In other words, it should be close, should be a shootout, and it should be a heck of a lot of fun.
Should be entertaining. It always is.
All right, we'll see you down there. Mike, thanks for joining us, and that's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. For Michael Eisen, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com. Enjoy the game on Sunday, everybody. Speak with your cap. Get the new Era On Field 5950 fitted cap today.